Hello, my name is Charlotte Chom, and here I am interviewing Mr. Gordon Lowry, who has been kind enough to allow me this opportunity. This is for my 1990 history option concerning soldier settlements. Mr. Lowry, how long have you lived in Berwick?
Since 1936.
And was that when you moved on to the soldier settlement?
That's when my parents were there.
Oh, yeah. When you moved on the sod, which estate was that?
It would be in Narrawarra North, in an area that's not yet subdivided, in the Gorn and Fox Road in Narrawarra North.
Okay. And was your father a turned soldier then?
He was.
How did he come about obtaining the land?
He was buying a block of land at Fish Creek, or Hoddle Range, just out of Fish Creek, which is in the Wilson property area. And it was in the middle of the Depression, and he had severe head injuries, but he couldn't carry on with the farm again. So he was allocated to smaller farm.
So it was actually the government who...
Yeah, as soldier settlement as it was in those days.
So they said you can have this block of land.
It's sort of a bit on the fears, I suppose, that's how
yeah. Well, how large was this block of land? So it was 14 acres, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he did supplement it with some other land that he leased, just to make up the... I think at one stage it had about 28 acres all to do.
What did you grow there?
He grew maize and some fodder for the cows, but that was all he lived there.
What was the main produce coming from?
Would have been milk.
Milk,
originally it was cream, and then later on it was milk contract.
And with this contract, who do you have the contract with?
There are family that are still connected with Berwick. He used to supply curbers. His health only allowed him to sort of do it on a smaller scale.
What was the actual land like? Was it dry or fertile? Was it able to produce enough?
Very fertile, good one.
Was it definitely? From your experience and your opinion, would you say that the whole scheme of soldier settlements around Narrawarra North was a success or a failure?
It was a success in as much as that it gave that type of sick soldier a place to sort of carry on something that he could manage to do.
Mm-hmm.
Although there were other soldier blocks around that were much bigger than that, some of the original soldier settlements. Bringing to mind, say, Councillor George Ray, that his parents lived there before him, and they were there in the 1800s. But to get to most of those families now, there's not a lot of them that are left. Ray's were probably best in the district. They are still in the district, and they were one of the ones that were very original.
Does that still continue as a farm producing?
Well, virtually it isn't now either. Even the Ray family now, Mr. Ray died, the old chap, and the sons that are there now have virtually sold quite a lot of it off. It's gradually down to the house and a 20 acre little farm, it's a 10 acre farm,
that
has just gradually disappeared.
Was it successful for the government then?
Yes, I'd say it probably was, yeah.
Some of them have turned out to be failure, like the ones down at Turujan, they turned out to be a big disaster.
The ones that were allocated these small farms in Narrawarra North, they all lived out the rest of their lives very still on the places. There wasn't many that left them.
Well, this was after Depression though, wasn't it?
This was from 1936 on, yes. Yes, if you're looking at the early soldier settlement, well, it'd be a lot that was a disaster.
Oh,
I suppose you could even say, as far as Dad was concerned, the farm that he had at the range was really more than he could handle. So in that idea, that was a disaster.
Well, do you have any memorable experiences living on the farm? I mean,
mainly going to school from there and hand milking occasionally. I was never a great lover of the cows, but I did hand milk occasionally. Dad never even went in for milking machines here, it was milked by hand.
So
that would
have been quite,
it's still
alright though, just a small number of cows.
How many cows did you have? I used to have about 15. He used to be up 4 to 5 every morning. that was his regular time, never ever got up after 5 o'clock.
Well, what has become your buffer land now?
Well, it's still vacant at the moment. His horses have just been on it by the Conservation Forests and Lands. But it's not the farm it used to be. It's currently in docks and weeds and rubbish, and it's quite upsetting to see it at the moment.
I'd like to thank Mr. Larry for his time.